Today we cover the very last aspect of resurrection that we will cover, and it's this: the resurrection calls for worship. In Matthew 18, as the disciples come and see the resurrected Lord, it says they worshiped him. When Thomas has his doubts, but he finally places his fingers in the side and in those scars of Jesus, he falls down and he says, "My Lord and my God," and he worship him. In Matthew 28, at the very beginning of Matthew 28, verse 1, it says this: "Now after the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to look at the grave. And behold, a severe earthquake had occurred, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled away the stone, and he sat upon it, and his appearance was like lightning, and his clothing as white as snow. The guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. The angel said to the woman, 'Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who has been crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, just as he said.'" So we see Jesus' resurrection happened on the first day of the week. Why is that significant, and what does that have to do with worshiping him? Well, in Acts 20, verse 7, we see a verse recording the church and how it's functioning, and it says this: "On the first day of the week, when we gathered together to break bread, Paul began talking to them." So here we see the church is gathering on the first day of the week. 1 Corinthians 16, verse 2, "On the first day of every week, each one of you is to put aside and save as he may prosper, so that no collections be made when I come." So here, Paul is telling the church to take together an offering for another church and to provide for needs, and he tells them that they are to do it when? When they're gathering together on the first day of the week. So, what does this have to do with anything? Well, brothers and sisters, may we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ every week. That is why we gather together on Sunday, on the first day of the week, because it is the day that our Lord and Savior rose from the dead. And the response to that is to worship him. So do not picture church as a thing that you simply do. Do not picture church as merely preaching or merely singing or merely praying or merely fellowshipping, though church is all of those things, and communion or baptism. It is those things. But ultimately it's this: giving glory to Jesus, worshiping Jesus, because he is our resurrected, victorious King. He is not dead. He is alive. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Therefore, let us fall on our knees and worship him and him alone.